Welcome to another narrative improv experiment on Improv for Humans. This year's trilogy is entitled Mopes and stars Eugene Cordero, John Gabris, and Jessica McKenna. Our first episode starts inside the mansion of the self-made billionaire, Sanford Michaels.
Come on in, Gene. Have a seat. I never ask you to sit, do I?
No, I feel stand. Uncomfortable. Do you mind if I stand back up, sir?
Go ahead. I just feel bad all of a sudden. I've never asked you to
The fact sit. That you feel bad, actually, makes me a little bit happy, and that's enough. I'll stay standing.
Gene, you've been my number one for how many years now?
At least 15 years, but it's always great to hear it.
Mm-hmm. How old were you?
15 years ago?
Yeah.
15.
I always liked you.
Is this... it feels like my birthday. You've said so many things that have been great. So I hope you're not setting me up to fire me.
It's more my death day. Gene, I'm dying.
Okay, so what I was saying was correct. You're setting up the worst day of my life. I'm so... What?
Gene, just... The reason I've always liked you...
Can I touch your hand or something?
Gene, that's not...
Okay. For you.
I'm dying. Why? Of what? It's not important.
It is.
Well, is to it me it is, okay. Not to your need-to-know basis.
I can't save you. It's not something in my body that I can give...
Gene,
like
let's focus here.
And it's okay that my toe is touching, like my shoe is touching your shoe. Just some connection.
I can barely feel my limbs anymore. The reason I've always liked you is your work ethic.
Yes, sir.
That's why I'm willing to, if there's a part of my body that you need, I'll give it to you. Or find it.
Stop it.
I can find pieces of bodies. You know, I've worked in that line of work in the past.
Let's not talk about that now.
Body finding. Yes.
I want to talk about my legacy.
Absolutely, sir.
I want to talk about those goddamn twins for a second.
Right. Well, I'll keep them out of it. If that's your legacy and that's what you want, I will make sure that I do my best with your businesses.
No, and believe me, I've thought that, and you will have a place. I've already made sure of that, but...
Thank you, sir.
I'm about to bring them in here, and...
They're here?
They're outside the room right now.
Okay.
And when I do, I'm going to give them a challenge of sorts. And your job is going to be to, what's the best word? Be a chaperone.
I thought you were going to say boss. Be a chaperone.
I'm still the boss. I'm not dead yet. All right?
And I hope you never die if there's a thing. I've also worked with some computers that can keep people alive. Also that... I don't know the technical term, but that frozen machine.
Cryogenics.
Yes.
I've already looked into that, and it's bullshit.
Frozen machine. Freezer.
People could think that's a Slurpee maker, so just call it cryogenics.
Well, I know the name of a Slurpee machine. I would call it a Slurpee machine.
Okay. Anyway.
Yes, sir.
When they come in here, I'm going to give them an assignment, a challenge, so they could possibly get the inheritance that they don't deserve. And I'll be sending you out with them and to make sure they stay fair, don't cheat, and don't get off focus.
Why do you want them to have anything?
I don't know. Because of my wife, she would have wanted it this way.
Yes, sir.
Because it's fair. I got to at least give them a chance to change before I die.
Okay.
Enough of this. Just bring them in here.
Yes, sir. Hey! Hey, Jess. Hey, John.
Hi, Gene.
Hi, Gene.
Hi.
What's going on? You want us to come in there?
Yes. I mean, that's why the door is open.
Oh, I don't know.
The door
I don't
was open before when you went in there, so I didn't know.
Yeah. Can you guys get in here?
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, hold on. I forgot my Capri Sun.
Fuck, it's...
You finished it.
I know, but I don't want to leave a wrapper. Fuck it. Oh, I'm gassed from just trying to bend over.
See, John sits down without me even asking. See that, Gene?
Yes.
Can I put my feet on this chair?
No, no chair.
Let's have your daughter sit in the chair. I mean, my daughter. God damn it.
Shit, yeah. No, my daughter, we got rid of her years ago.
What?
John. Dad, I don't need to sit, actually. You know what? I was actually thinking you should get your new secretary a standing desk. It's sort of better for health, longevity.
Why are you looking at me as a new secretary? I'm not a new secretary.
Oh, what? Gene, I'm sorry. What do you do?
A lot of things.
Is secretary one of them?
Yes. But I'm not new.
So you should get Gene. Oh.
I'm not new.
But is it new that you're a secretary?
Nope.
Oh.
Gene's my number one.
Thank you.
It's just easiest to put it that way.
Okay.
He's my bodyguard. He's my butler.
So that makes
he's
me number assistant. Two then, and then Jess number three.
Why aren't we tied for number two? We're twins.
Yeah, but
frankly,
like,
guys, you're not even in the top 10.
Dang.
Dad.
Hey, he's telling
Look,
you straight
I'm
up.
I'm going to be frank here. Since your mom died, I haven't been around. And honestly, I everything that was probably good about me died when she died. I don't even give a fuck.
I don't believe that, sir. I believe that you've been doing a great job. To be honest, he's been running many companies in the meantime while you guys have been crying over your mother.
Gene, let me.
You're right.
I'll be the one to scold.
Saying, there's a chance that, you know, some people don't know who their real parents were growing up, and then all of a sudden they get adopted by somebody who's done an amazing job being a parent, basically. And you got to realize that sometimes.
Okay,
so it's
Dad,
not
Gene,
always.
You made your point.
Dad, did you adopt Gene and we didn't know?
No.
Listen.
I feel bad because I didn't. John, where'd you get another one?
Cargo pockets, Jess.
Hey, do me a favor, John. Don't push the Capri Sun so hard so that there's a fountain going into your mouth.
And I wonder where the cancer comes from. It's when you keep things inside.
Dad, what?
It's cancer.
You have cancer?
I'm dying.
And of cancer?
Oh, no.
Okay, I guess I'll let it slip what it was. Now you know, Gene. I'm dying of cancer. It's a matter of time.
I think it's a matter of time that they cure it. So if we can get you in a freezer machine...
Like a slurpee?
Come on.
Why would you put my dad?
Guys, listen.
Sorry,
when
Dad.
People are dying, it means they have limited time. So please.
Yes.
Sorry.
I'm dying, and I know at least John is wondering about the inheritance, and you
I
should too, as well,
it.
Jess.
I was going to wait till you left.
Of course, people would think you'll get the empire, you'll get all the businesses, all the money, but I don't have to do that. That's what your mom would have wanted, but she's dead, so what the fuck is she going to do?
Damn. Jesus.
I'm
Dad.
An atheist, so I know she's never going to find out. But
heavy.
I'm also a betting man, so I'm gonna give you a chance to give you the inheritance that you don't deserve. Do you know what a mope is?
Like
Gene,
a
you don't say. Just go ahead.
Like a sad... Oh, like one of those sad people who looks like one of those dogs that solve mysteries, but that's what their human face looks like?
I think you're thinking of a specific cartoon dog, but...
Are you thinking of McGruff, the crime dog?
No, I just... You know those dogs.
Droopy?
No, I'm just thinking of... I think in general, Basset Hounds, you know how they
kind
of
look... mopey faces?
They have mopey faces.
They are like the canine Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
They would work good in like one of those deer hunter hats, is
that's
that
what
right.
Okay, yeah, you know
deer
what the hoof? Word mopey means, but what's a mope?
Fuck, I know this. Give me a second. I know this.
Don't look at your phone.
I know this. Hold on.
All right, he's looking it up.
Oh, fuck. My phone is.
Why is it taking you so long?
I have no service in here.
Oh, I forget.
I'm downloading
Nobody
a
does.
Bunch of apps.
You don't have service in here?
A mope is someone who has no work ethic. Who's going to try to get by in life on doing the least they can.
It's a scooter, like it's short for motorized pedals.
That's a moped, you idiot.
Oh, fucking autocorrect. What were you saying, Pop? Where was the money? Where, like, is it going into our checking account?
A mope
or
is someone who tries to get by in life by doing as little work as possible.
So like John.
Right, yep. Jess, but... You've never had a job either.
But, Dad, I do work all the time. I'm always researching and talking to people and traveling and just...
Research is not working.
But, Daddy, what it's not working?
Neither of you have ever had a real job in your life.
Are you kidding? I've been busting my ass all week to record a YouTube video of all 50 different special moves from Injustice 2.
Yeah, Dad. And I went to a meeting of all 19 water companies that are housed in Brooklyn warehouses to give kids water in Africa. And we're going to throw like a big water splash.
That sounds like a giant waste of water.
No, well, we're wasting our water, not their water, Dad. It's a water splash in Brooklyn. It's not going to affect water in Africa.
Okay, I could give a fuck about Brooklyn or Africa, okay?
Same thing to me.
It's not the same thing, Jen. To be fair, I do appreciate, Jess, all of your hard work. At least your heart's in a good place, so I don't feel like you're going to be that much of a problem.
Thank so you team. Haven't watched the video, then?
I haven't
the watched... The compilation of special moves from Injustice 2?
Well, to be completely honest, I did try to watch your video, but it ended up... Whatever you downloaded was an incorrect or a corrupt file, so maybe you should look back. Maybe that's the reason why there's no views.
Do you want to know the only thing worse than a mope?
A misanthrope.
Oh, wow.
You're just trying to rhyme.
Rhyme it. Rhyme it. I mean, that's a different skill, sir.
A short mope.
A rich mope.
Oh.
Because a rich mope is just going to get by on the money of somebody else and won't even have that job to be mopey in.
That's disgusting.
Well, that's what you are, John.
I thought there was a reason.
And I can't have... a rich mope with my last name. And no, you can't change your name
Shit.
And get the inheritance. I saw that cross through your brain.
I wanted
right
to be
there.
Dr. Laser so bad.
I was thinking about like what about when I get married, but I've already said I was gonna
I was hoping that you were gonna tell me that I was gonna have my last name changed to your last name, which I would have been excited and happy to be part of the family, yes.
No life skills.
Okay, so
no work experience.
Yep. Checked.
If you want my inheritance, you're going to have to do 50 jobs in 50 weeks.
Oh, shit.
Cool. You're going to have to do a job for a week straight without getting fired and then move on to the next job. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Do you realize what your dad...
A whole year of work?
No. You realize what your dad is doing for you? Yeah. 50 jobs. That means you still have 2 weeks vacation. He's giving you a vacation within that first year.
Wait. But this is amazing. Are some of these jobs like lattice builders in Costa Rica or like olive pickers in Tuscany?
Hold on. Why would they need a lattice?
I don't know.
Wherever you said.
Lattice makers in Costa Rica.
Do you know what a lattice is?
Yeah, it's it's the thing that plants can grow up.
It's a wooden cargo.
Wouldn't you want to make a house before you made a fucking lattice for the garden?
Dad, do you know that Costa Rica donates 70% of its lands to the public and then has a 99% literacy rate? Isn't that amazing? We should be learning more from Costa Rica.
It is impressive that she does know this knowledge, sir.
No money if you don't do 50 jobs in 50 weeks.
2 weeks vacation, too.
Wait, Dad.
And do we get to pick the jobs?
Important follow-up. Are our fates tied together? Like, if I don't get fired, but John does immediately, which he will.
Your mom had one
don't
request.
Say, no, Dad, I know.
I thought you were going to say tumor.
She's already dead, John.
He was using
She did have one tumor. That's enough to kill someone.
I know. That's what I thought you were going to say. Because I thought you were going to go, and now I have X amount
two
of tumors.
Two tumors is two tumors.
I know you were going to say, would you stop it? Not everything has to rhyme and be a clever saying, Jess.
It did
I'm
flow
sorry,
off.
Dad.
It did
I'm
flow.
Sorry. It's
you
just,
have two more tumors?
I get nervous.
Your mom's dying request to me was she wanted one day for you two to get along. And I said, what the fuck can I do about that? And I felt immediately bad. I was yelling at her on her deathbed. But that was our relationship. But anyway, she's right. You never have gotten along. And I don't know. There's probably even a part of me that wishes you would. So yes, Jess, your fates are tied together. If John ever gets fired, that blows the week for you as well. So you're going to have to work as a team.
And how about me, sir?
You're going to be there to make sure they don't fuck up because they don't have any idea what they're going to be doing on any of these jobs you're going to have to tell them.
So I am their boss?
No.
Okay.
As far as the employer will know, you're just another working coming on
for
the week.
I have been working a lot harder than these two, so they'll probably tell right away that I've been working a lot harder and for more experience than anybody here.
I don't know, Gene. It depends on the job. Like, I'm amazing at connecting people, so if it's like a people connector job, I'll probably be better.
What would that even be, Jess?
I've sewn people together before, too, so...
I don't know, Dad. There might be people out there who feel like disconnected, and there might be like people connectors who get them, you know.
50 jobs in 50 weeks. You can't be fired. You got to work together. You can't cheat, John.
Two more tumors. I finally got it. It's almost the same word twice. Tumors.
Do we get to pick the jobs? And follow-up question, is there such thing as a fluffer for female porn stars?
What would you be getting hard?
I'm getting them wet. You know, spit, use my face as a bike seat.
Oh.
The shit, you know, the fun stuff.
No, you can't.
Can we eat out female coworkers at any of these jobs?
If it comes up, you can't.
Consensual, organically.
No.
Okay.
See, Gene, this is why I need you.
Yes. This is going to be a tough
one. I've had many businesses.
Year.
I've bought and sold and made connections and... people fucking owe me all over.
Hey, because you do fantastic work and you've...
I threaten people.
Okay.
Gene, how can you talk that much with my dad's cock in your mouth? Just shut up for a fucking minute.
So luckily, you won't have to apply for any of these jobs. I'm just going to put you in them, no questions asked. But they have the freedom to fire you. Are you ready for your first assignment?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Please be...
I asked for suggestions on Twitter.
Lattice making.
Dad, it took you forever to sign up for Twitter. Why are you still using it?
Well, I got...
You have so many things you can be doing with your time. You're dying.
And Dad, you only follow egg profiles. Not followed by, follow.
Well, they all voted for Trump, too. Let's see here. Okay. Ask people for the worst job they've ever had.
Thanks. Couldn't you have just asked for jobs? Why did it have to be bad jobs?
So now I guess we have to break and be our real people, our real performers, so we can actually talk about these
things. Let me slip out of that character.
Cabers, why'd you bring so many Capri Sun into the studio?
Thirsty, baby. Got to keep my blood sugar skyrocketed, baby.
Okay, let's see here. Wow, this seems almost too humorous. Trainers who had to jerk off the orca from SeaWorld. Is that a real thing?
No. Yeah. Way. Yes.
I think they have to.
I know Dalton's looking it up and not being a mope.
Well, I actually kind of already know something
about this. Okay, tell us. Yell it out.
I'm Googling Fringe Fest.
No. But dolphins, there have been cases where dolphins trained and raised in captivity. Well, there was one case I remember reading about that a lady who was taking care of the dolphin developed some. It wasn't like a. Obviously romantic relationship, but the dolphin would like not learn very well and get difficult to deal with unless she satisfied it.
Alan, while he's telling this anecdote, can you look up if
yeah, can you look up the ra- that's from a, yeah.
is a
can you look up
thing?
The Radio Lab episode that's from?
Yeah, exactly.
That is a Radio Lab episode. Dalton's like, actually a case I've heard of.
And Gene, what's the...
Oh, I thought it was that they did it because of...
aggression.
If they're in captivity, in order for them to, like the same way to get the sperm so that they could make more in captivity.
So we cut to marina? No. Aquarium.
Yeah.
What would it be? An aquarium where Gene is explaining this to John and Jess as they get their new jobs here.
Just realize it's not to be to sexually pleasure
Jesus,
them.
Jesus, this is so close to what I requested.
I understand.
So
that.
Far away at the same time.
But at the same time, John, the last thing I want to do is see your mouth on any of these.
We have to use our mouths?
No, you don't.
Can we use our mouths?
That's where the problem is.
Because you're supposed to use your mouth and two hands, because that's the best way.
All right. You're going to use your hands. We do this so that they can make more of these dolphins in captivity and these whales in captivity.
Ugh,
to be completely honest.
This is horrible.
I know. I do not agree with it.
Can we just go, like, save a bunch of ocean-faring birds and, like, clean oil off their bodies?
I would love to do that, but right now this is the job that we need to do. Mm-hmm. Jess, I appreciate that you're doing that, and it's sweet. But what we need to do is we need to make more of these whales.
What if we get aroused? Is that going to be a problem?
Just, first of all, ew, stop wearing sweatpants here. We're supposed to be in...
Wow, the bathing suit's even more revealing.
We see one of the regular workers at the aquarium. He's in scuba gear, and he's escorting the whale around to the pen where it is jerked off.
Here we go. Come on. Come on. Follow the fish.
They hear him on the radio over the scuba gear.
Follow the fish. Come on.
Sir, we're here to...
We're here to beat off that big-ass whale. Right. We're here to free Willie.
He comes out of the water to greet these new employees.
All right. One second there, Mark. One second, Mark. Have you guys met Mark? Hey, you guys are the new guys here, right?
The orca's name is Mark?
Yeah, that's Mark. This is Mark.
Okay.
Hi. I'm James. How you doing?
Hey, how are you, James?
Hey, James.
I'm good.
Hey, James, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How do you sleep at night?
I'm sorry?
How do you even sleep at night?
I don't sleep well due to anxiety.
Anxiety over keeping these beautiful creatures in captivity?
No. Oh, you work here now, right?
Yeah, but you know what? I've also seen blackfish. So can you please tell me how you
I
sleep at night?
I love James Spader.
No. When she says...
Oh, that's Blacklist. I'm sorry. I love Anthony Anderson.
That's Blackish.
Oh, okay.
She says blackfish. It kind of echoes through the aquarium, and it makes every worker dart their head around. You can tell everyone is very sensitive about this.
We're not supposed to say
blackfish.
We're not supposed to say that, Jess.
Well, I'm sorry, Gene. I'm sorry. It's just that's the reality, okay? That documentary opened a lot of eyes, a lot of ears, and a lot of hearts. And what it needs to open is the gate of this cage. Where's the gate?
Okay, did you watch the training video?
Yes.
They made a counter-documentary to blackfish that everyone's supposed to watch when they start here.
Propaganda, James, and you know it.
There's no way that the orca is able to use American Sign Language to explain that they enjoy being in captivity.
Listen, why would they make that up, okay? I believe what the orca said, which is this is more fun than the ocean.
James, let me ask you this. If he was really having more fun here, then why do you need to hire 3 people to jerk him off?
Because... wouldn't you want to be jerked off by 3 different people all the time? That sounds like a dream.
Yes. I want my
fuck yes.
John.
I want 3 fully dressed women to jerk me off while I'm completely nude and like abuse the shit out of me.
John, I know I'm going to regret asking you this, but you seriously prefer that than just sex with a woman?
It gets old after a while.
Jess, you're just looking forward to just meeting one person?
I don't know. I'm just saying like...
Oh, you don't know.
Well, yeah, of course I am, but I'm not talking about, like, right now. I'm just saying, like, of course no one wants to be pleasured by 3.
But there's a chance that you already know them. Anyways.
Did you know if we didn't do this that orcas would be extinct?
That is not
true. We are keeping
them
alive.
That is not true.
I know that's not true. Have you seen The Cove?
Executive produced by Fisher Stevens from Short Circuit. At least he wasn't in, like, brown face when he was accepting his award.
Yes, I did see The Cove. Yes. Okay. And did you watch the counter documentary?
Okay. Yes. And there's no way that the dolphins swam together and made their bodies say, we're fine.
Okay. Well, dolphins.
We cut to like 10 minutes later where, Gene and John are now in the water trying to do the best they can to jerk off the whale.
Stop looking at me.
What?
Stop looking at me.
It's more fun with eye contact.
No, but not with me. Stop looking at me and stop smirking at me.
I thought I was making eye contact with the orca, but it's a big white patch. They have like a small eye. You think it looks like their eye.
Meanwhile, we cut to the women's room where Jess is fooling with her hidden camera that she is trying to attach to her scuba wear to expose all the injustices of this place.
Man, I am so glad that the splash party gave away a bunch of GoPros in the swag bag.
Oh my God, are you filming in this room?
What?
People change in here.
No, of course not.
Jesus Christ, you pervert. What is going on?
Oh my gosh. Listen.
Who's filming in here?
Nobody's filming.
New girl brought a GoPro into the locker room.
They're not on yet. They're not on yet.
Oh my God, are you going to body shame us?
No, you guys all have beautiful bodies.
We can't be body shamed. Look.
Oh my, yeah, that
well, I do have webbed toes, but I'm proud of them.
And yeah. You should be, and you should be. Beauty comes in all forms.
We're three naked women standing before you now.
Okay.
Behold.
Gosh.
Try to body shame us.
I won't.
Besides
do it.
The webbed toes.
Do it.
No, I will not. You look in that mirror, and I think, yep, you should be proud.
And you want to film it and put it on.
Go ahead.
Lobster
film
tube
it.
Or whatever.
We dare you. Film it.
I'm not going to film it. I'm trying to.
Film it.
We double dare you to film it.
Film it. Film it. But make sure you download it and make sure that it's uploaded to a place where, you know, the format is correct.
Make sure you don't get a corrupt file.
Yeah.
No, I would never. I'm not an idiot.
Okay. Here, let's put on another light, too. It's a little dark in here.
So wait, you guys want me to film you naked?
We dare you to body shame us.
Fine, I guess.
Wait, hold on. I'm not wet. Is there a... Like, why don't we... I don't...
You want to be wet for this? I thought this was about empowerment.
Yeah, it's
not
empowerment.
Sexy unless we're wet. We cut back to the well just as it's starting to really groan. It seems like it's about to come.
Stop. Of course, he's got to be close.
Okay,
stop.
Stop
I'm not giving this thing fucking blue balls, dude.
John, I can't believe I'm saying this, but...
What?
I need you.
What?
I need you.
Well, I'm very busy.
And I don't want to take over. He really, to be honest, he's doing a great job.
All right, fine.
What do you need me for?
I need you to get three women wet in the locker room so I can film them. But if you don't want to, then goodbye forever.
What the fuck? Take over.
Right, Risey takes over. It's something about the twisty move he does to let loose. Let's loose the load of whale cum all over Gene.
Oh, my God, Gene.
Don't look at me.
Gene, I can't.
Don't look at me.
I can't stop looking.
Just don't look at me.
I can't stop looking. You're tripping.
Holy shit. It's like milk.
Yeah.
So do we grab a cup or something?
I think you're going to have to do it again because it's all contaminated on you.
Keep treading water. Keep your face above water. I'll get a spatula and scrape it off like cake batter.
We cut to them in the men's room scraping welcome off of them into like a painter's pan.
First day?
Huh?
First day?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get it on your face the first day.
Okay.
Man, I really dodged a bullet there, didn't I, Gene?
John.
What, you want me to close the door while I shit again?
Yes. And secondly, I just want to let you know that this is mainly for you and your sister, not for me. I don't need to go through any of this. So the fact that I'm this embarrassed and have this much, I expected a little welcome on my hands. To be honest, I've had that before, but never on my body like this.
Well, how do you think I feel? It was my one chance to finish something I started, and I didn't get a chance to.
You did an amazing job going into it, to be honest.
This is like the one thing I might be prepared for after frequent masturbation.
Yeah, I didn't realize that the whale had balls to jiggle.
As they're arguing, Jess overhears some other workers talking about moving a new load of baby dolphins into the secret pen that they're keeping away from the public view.
Yeah, I don't think it's big enough for them, but I think you can squeeze. You can kind of Tetris them in
it'll
there.
It'll fit. How many you got?
I got eight new baby dolphins.
And all of them normal size, or any of them not unborn, but like less born?
Oh, yeah, there's a couple less born ones.
Oh, we can fit them in there.
Okay, squeeze them in, let them grow into freaks, and then we'll go ahead and sell those to the fish stand.
Yeah, okay. Hold on. Can you hand me that broom over there?
I'm sorry?
Hand me that broom over there?
Yeah, bristle side up, or...
I could give a fuck. Give me the broom.
Okay.
All right.
Jess is filming all of this with her multiple GoPros.
The people need to know. They need to know. We cut to one of those seal shows where a seal is doing tricks in front of a huge audience of young children and school trips. And a charming trainer is giving a demo with the seal.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Frankie. Can you all wave to Frankie?
Frankie!
Out of my way! Out of my way!
Oh my God!
This is all a lie! You're all being fed a lie! Yes!
Kids start to cry. They don't know what's going on.
This seal doesn't want to play with a ball on its nose? This trainer is lying to you. This seal needs to
the
be...
The seal smacks her in the ass.
Ow!
And the crowd starts laughing.
Oh, hell
laughing.
Yeah!
No, that's my
kind of seal.
No, the seal's just doing that because he's not free. He didn't mean to do that. I'm sure he didn't.
Smack
Ow!
Again.
God
oh, hell
damn it.
Yeah. This is like the SEAL Team 6 of seals.
No. They're about to cram a bunch of baby whales, dolphins, and turn them into freaks. They're going to let baby dolphins grow up into freaks.
What's that lady screaming? I can't hear her over the seals clapping.
Oh, no.
Another seal jumps up and high-fives the first seal.
Oh, it's just like SEAL Team 6.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, there's a little seal swimming over with a turban on. Oh, I heard about this show.
Watch out,
all right,
seals.
Everyone. It's a seal bin Laden here. I hope Frankie can save the day.
No.
Everyone cheer. Frankie.
No, don't cheer. This is horrible.
Just while the people are chanting Frankie, the trainer is attaching a laser-scoped rifle to the side of one of the seals.
You're not going to kill the seal, are you?
No, I'm not. That's... Frankie.
No! Oh my gosh! Everyone chant, this is wrong! This is wrong!
Frankie!
Oh, fine. Frankie.
Humans, I've always been a fan of TJ Miller. He indeed is a guy who doesn't, what do you say? He pushes it and he doesn't care if he pisses people off. I don't even know if you'd describe that as his comedy, but he just is that way and I respect that. He has his first HBO stand-up comedy special, Meticulously Ridiculous. It's hard to say, but that's the name of it. It was filmed at the Paramount Theater in TJ's hometown of Denver. I didn't know that. Thought he started off in Chicago. I guess he did. Silicon Valley's... did I hear he's not going to be on the final season? So you got to catch him now. First off, Silicon Valley is probably my favorite sitcom. That and Veep, maybe. Featuring water-drenched TJ Miller. I've seen him do that bit. It's very funny. He talks about the differences between marijuana and alcohol. His favorite historical figure. Now, they're getting me to tell you what topics. Who cares what topics? This guy's funny. Just see his special, T.J. Miller, Meticulously Ridiculous, cracks open the eccentric mind of one of our most fearlessly weird comics today. And premieres on Saturday, June 17th at 10 p.m. on HBO. I don't love the copy here of this ad, but T.J. is very funny, and I think it's worth seeing his special, Humans.
Let's get our next job assignment from Twitter.
Our first job completed, Humans. That was fun.
That job was completed?
You got the welcome.
Pretty sure that's how that's supposed to
be. Oh, yeah, we did get the welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did do a good job.
Oh, wait. There's no way people got in a tank with a whale to do that, right? That's got to be like a drone or something.
A drone.
A drone.
Alan, did you figure it out? How do they make them do it?
Oh,
he's like been watching an hour long jerk off video of a whale.
Sorry.
Oh, it's a glory hole situation.
Yeah, they do have videos of it if you do want to watch it.
Nope. You could just send that to me. I'll catch up later.
Oh, I can afford it. You mind?
They use cow vaginas, apparently.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Sounds better than a microwave tomato.
Sure.
But they used to. They don't do it now.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to think of this one.
I would love it if they have, like, someone's job is to walk over with a cow's vagina and pour it into something.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Washing up in a fondue restaurant, 50 pots a night, with that hardened-on blackened cheese stuck to the bottom... Good for the biceps, I guess, says Ben Stevens. I love that specific. It's a fondue restaurant. So that restaurant has got to deal with fire. That's gonna be a bummer of that job.
You're also not getting any repeat customers.
Why is that?
Fondue restaurants, like everyone goes there one off on a date night.
Strong disagree.
Jess loves fondue.
I've literally been to one once.
Yeah, I went to Dip in like Gramercy once.
No, I've been to the Melting Pot several times.
And you have?
Oh, yeah.
I've driven by them.
What do you love about it, Jess?
Cheese.
Yeah, I love, it's a 3-course meal. Cheese course, meat course, chocolate course. I mean, it's fun. It's a little fun activity. You get to cook your own meat in your selected oil.
Is it just hot oil?
For the meat, yeah. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law does fondue for Christmas every year. Mm. It's really fun.
My macro thought on a fondue place is it's one of those places that nears you're doing too much fucking work for your meal.
I get that, yeah.
I was just at a crab place this weekend where I went in there and I even tweeted this. I was like, anytime the guy says, have you been to our restaurant before? Let me tell you how, or do you know how it works? Let me tell you. I'm like, oh man, if I have to know how it works.
Yeah, right. This isn't just like standard restaurant rules. Like,
yeah.
Have you eaten here before? Okay, let me just let you know how it works. You sit down, you order your food, we bring it to you, you eat it.
And no matter what it is, I'm not going to have fun with whatever that's going to make it different. And it ended up being, maybe this is standard, but it was I got the king crab leg, which was 0.8 pounds. So how much do you think that is? Just
of a king crab leg?
Yeah.
It's like 3, right?
No, it's like 0.8.
Oh.
So it's like one leg.
Whoa.
They're huge.
And I do not want to run into one of
those. It wasn't that big,
guys.
Though.
No. Really?
It wasn't that big.
But it's a lot of work to get.
And it was so much fucking work. So I had the fucking pliers and the fucking scissors, mm-hmm. and gloves, little plastic gloves.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Really? That's so much work.
I like feeling a little more connected to what I'm eating. You know, it's a little more like this came from something and I'm honoring it by like being a part of its process.
Right, mutilating it after it's
passed. Right, so them cutting things into cubes so you can drop it into a pot, mm-hmm. makes
the same
sense.
Thing,
Part of the process. So we cut to the
The manager of one of these fondue restaurants explaining this fondue process as if it is kind of almost religious experience ritual.
Okay, so here are the 15 commandments of fondue.
Oh, my goodness.
And we do want to follow all of them with the customer. So the first one is thy fondue shall be hot enough.
The fondue should... So number one on there says the fondue should be hot enough?
Yes.
Did you say thy fondue?
Thy fondue shall be hot enough.
Thy fondue.
Derek, yes. You're doing great.
Thank you.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
And do most customers follow all 15 rules?
Well, that's what you guys are here for.
Wait, these aren't even rules for us?
Well,
rules for the customer?
They're rules for you to oversee for the customer.
Wow.
So you need to...
So we're sort of like...
You're the burning bush, right? The rules aren't for the burning bush, but the burning bush gives the rules.
And everybody follows these rules for the most part? And...
I think a lot of people, some first timers, you got to be a little hard on them.
Sure.
And we cut to, they barely get the rules down, but they're thrown to work right away. And we cut to Jessica as waitressing her first customer.
Okay, so I have you down for the sharp cheddar jack first round, the flaming hot filler up. Oil for the middle course, and the s'mores is mores course for your chocolate. Now, I hate to do this, ma'am, but you're going to have to remove your hat.
I'm sorry?
You're going to have to remove your hat.
I lost all of my hair.
Oh, gosh.
She removes her hat, and indeed, she has no hair.
Well, great. Now I got to look at this all night.
I'm so sorry, sir.
To fix this marriage.
I'm so sorry. It's just that...
And I thought the hat covered up our main issue.
I agree. I didn't want to take it off.
We can tell they're both really gussied up for this special occasion of trying to save their marriage.
I'm so sorry to make you take off that British fascinator hat, but it's just that Commandment 8 is thou shalt honor the dues without having... any headgear on.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
What does Commandment 2, thou shalt have no other fondues before me, mean?
It means that we need to be your biggest fondue, and to do otherwise would be a fondant.
Okay.
Okay.
We cut to John at his first table.
Are you done?
You just got to
are
us.
Are we done?
Hey, are you guys done yet? But
can I ask you something real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm actually, this is my girlfriend over here, and I'm actually going to propose to her tonight.
Nice chick. She's fucking dope, dude.
Thanks, dude. Thank
what are you guys talking about?
She's fucking stacked, dude.
Nothing, honey. I'm just trying to, I'm trying to get your, make sure that,
How do you get the cheese on the Sharpie end?
On the what?
Sharpie end.
The marker?
Good question.
No, the good sharp question, end babe.
How do you, no, the sharp end of the stick. How do you get the cheese on it?
Well, you dip things into the cheese, like okay. bread or like. See, look, you could also now that the cheese isn't that hot, you could just do this. Put your hand right in there.
Okay, you just put your hand. Where, that's the cheese we're eating.
John. Mirror. What? Mirror. Come here.
What? Mirror.
Come here. Come here.
What are you saying?
Come here.
Come here?
Yeah.
Mirror.
Like, I'm just making it quicker.
Oh, okay. Well, that was way faster. We have twin speak. I like that.
Yeah. John, you're going to get us fired.
What?
You're breaking rule three.
What's rule three?
In the pot, only the end must go. If you put your hand in, then you go.
What?
Yes.
You can't rhyme go and go.
They're not all rhyming.
Oh, okay.
I he cut to Gene with his first table.
Then you... shall also go. Number four. Never.
I think we know what we want.
Yeah, never touch order? The dials. Let me
finish. We asked you for the specials, sir.
I understand, but there are rules that you must follow here. If you are not wanting to follow the rules, maybe this is not your kind of night out.
Let go of me.
I've been here several times before, so
oh,
we can just get our regular order.
So you know. Need, so why don't you finish the rules, sir?
I thought the rules were just fun thing that we
there
just,
is never a rule that is meant for fun. A rule
that's
are
not a rule.
Meant to follow.
That's not one of them.
I'm telling you a life rule, sir. Do me a favor. Get out of here.
What?
Just get out of here. This is not a place for you. This place has
we
rules.
We come here every Friday.
This place has rules. This place seems like a great organization that prides themselves on the work ethic that they have.
We come here every Friday because we have terrible taste.
Okay.
What so, are you saying?
I'm just saying, cut us some fucking slack. We like fondue restaurants.
All right.
So you could just extrapolate from there how shit our life is.
Guys,
so just let us fucking eat some cheese,
is
chocolate.
Is this how you feel?
Yeah, this is how I feel. Ever since I read that Bukowski book, I've just been fucking off. Like, I hate everything.
Hey, guys, come back here real quick.
Yes.
So all three of you have ruined
hey,
relationships
hey,
on your
Derek.
First night. Yeah.
Derek, can I just make a quick thought for you?
Uh-huh.
I think we all would have come faster if you had just said mirror.
Mirror?
Mirror?
Yeah, like...
Mirror?
Like a meerkat?
No, like mirror. Mirror.
Mirror.
Oh, so like a meerkat.
Yeah.
Mirror.
I'm just saying, it took us a while to get
nobody
here.
Wants to think of a cat inside a restaurant, okay?
I do.
Is that one of the rules?
Yes, it's
let's add the rules.
That's it.
Derek, quick pitch. Bread gloves.
What?
Bread gloves.
Gloves so that bread doesn't burn you when
no,
you touch
no.
them?
No, gloves made out of bread.
So that you just dip your fingers into it, which would break rule number four. Sir, I appreciate and I love this place, not for the food that you have, but for the work ethic and the cleanliness of this establishment.
Thank you, Gene. We put a lot of work into making it this way. Okay?
You do. And I love that the rules – I feel like the rules should be posted on more walls.
You think that all four walls is not enough?
I think every nook and cranny of this place should have the rules on it.
Okay, well, thank you, Gene. Thank you very much.
Did you guys see that I put a marshmallow on that bald lady's head and she hasn't noticed yet?
We cut to the next day where we see that the couple, the regulars that have always been there, the manager had called them and invited them back for a meal in the house. And now he's in the middle of telling them that all three of them, he's going to put all three of them on this couple just to make sure that they're happy and get everything they need.
Okay, so you should be able to attend to all of their needs and not have them get into a fight that almost ruins their relationship.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Can
that
I
is
ask
my
you a question? Derek, the gentleman in the couple, he's mentioned being an avid reader, so I just brought him a couple of book recs.
You brought the full books, or you just brought a list of recommendations?
I brought a list of recommendations.
If it comes up, fine. We love, the 14th commandment, thou shalt go above and beyond any way possible. And you've done that there, and I commend
it. Wait, I thought these were for the customers, so are they supposed to go above and beyond for me?
Absolutely. I expect as much from the customers as I do from my employees.
I love this place.
So go ahead. As he's saying that, the manager also notices one of the famous food critics from the big newspaper walking in the door.
Oh, my God.
20 minutes for a table?
Mr. Silver. Mr. Silver, how you doing?
I've been better.
Why don't we take... Get a table ready.
Of course.
Get a table
ready. This table's ready.
Great.
For the man in the cloak?
Where is your cloak room?
Sir, let me take your cloak. If you want to just mirror out over here.
If I would like to what?
Mirror?
Ah, yes. A shortened version of...
Come here. He gets it.
I'm starting to save back some of that 20 minutes I wasted waiting for a table. Yes, take my cloak to your cloakroom, and I will mirror over to this table.
Can I interest you in a bread glove to start?
A bread glove, like a glove you wear when you deal with bread?
No, a glove made out of bread that you use to dip into fondue.
Yes, well, I don't see it on the menu, but I'll try anything once.
Sir, if you would also like a glove to handle the bread, so there would be a glove underneath the bread glove.
Well, of course. I don't eat food with my bare hands.
I understand that, sir. Yes, of course.
Well, this is a fondue restaurant.
Excuse me, is anyone... I thought we were getting special treatment
today.
Yes,
you are. Again, I apologize for the way that I treated you yesterday. You're obviously fantastic people for choosing this establishment for every Friday.
We drive here in a fucking 91 Dodge Neon with a bunch of empty water bottles in the passenger seat floor.
That reminds me, where's the hitching post for my stallion?
I'll take care of that, sir. 91.
It's not as important as you.
But tell me what was it?
91 Neon.
Ah, I made those.
What?
Yes.
But are we going to get our regular or what?
Absolutely. So you'll like to start with the Munster cheese fondue?
Jack.
Monster Jack cheese fondue. Yes.
What is happening? Can we speak to your manager?
Absolutely. Derek?
Yeah, coming right over. Hi. Hey, guys. Good to see you again.
Hey, look, we swim through the metaphorical shit that is our daily lives to come here and have one glimmer of hope at this fucking fondue restaurant. I could be home hitting myself in the head with a fucking hammer, with a claw end of a hammer.
Every time I see you, you have more and more about your life that is delightful.
Derek, stand down. I got this.
Okay. Thank you, Jess.
Listen, sir, I understand that maybe you need to escape the prison of your life that you've created.
Am I the prison?
No.
Oh, good.
In fact, I think
you
should learn a lot from this restaurant that you love so much and maybe make some commandments for your relationship. Maybe make some new commandments for your life.
I like this. Commandment, like what?
Commandment one. Only
be nice.
Be nice to her.
Okay. This feels like you guys discussed this ahead of time.
And now here you go. Here's a list of books I think you might like. And now what do you have for me?
These are all about the Zodiac Killer.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird, lady.
I thought you'd find it interesting.
Mr. Silver, here is your bread glove and then your bread glove.
Thank you. I'll put on this bread glove. And now this bread glove.
The critic does seem to be delighted even more than he thought he would be.
Oh, a pastry apparel. I never thought I'd see the day. Oh, okay. I think I will have the yin and yang brie and dark chocolate. Does it come in a single pot?
Yes, cut to the kitchen. No one's ever ordered that.
Oh, what do we do?
What the fuck? That's on there as a joke.
Hey, we need to figure it out, okay?
Brie and chocolate in the same pot?
Commandment 13 is don't order the obvious joke on the menu. Oh, no, and all the kitchen boys are on break.
Well, if all the kitchen boys are on break, that means that we need to be the kitchen boys.
Also, should we report the fact that they have mostly 13-year-old boys working in the kitchen?
Hey. That's how some of us grow up, John.
Okay, well...
We cut to minutes later when they bring out this piping hot pot of chocolate and cheese.
It smells like socks.
God.
Jess,
a dichotomy of dark and light suspended in a single pot.
He slowly starts to dip his
pinky first.
Please be aware of the first rule. Thy fondue must not be too hot and not too cold.
He ignores it. It is too hot. No. Way too hot. It actually lights the bread on fire.
A flame! It's a flame! Quick, where's the koi pond? I'm 1,000 in the koi pond.
Just we submitted it over for one more parking spot.
Just thinking quickly, grabs his cloak from the cloakroom and throws it over the flame.
But Mir,
it lights
Mir.
The cloak on fire
oh,
as
no.
well.
You fool, that was made from oiled raven's feathers.
How was I to know? Don't worry. Here, sir. Fall on the ground. Fall on the ground. John, jump on top of him.
What?
Jump on top of him.
Top rope, motherfucker.
He misses the fire.
Just hits him in the chest. I landed on really a fork.
Gene, do something.
I got it.
Just with karate chops through the air, the wind blows the fire out.
Oh, you did it, Gene. That was amazing.
I also noticed that I believe John broke his ribs, so we need to take him to the hospital.
Wait, really quick. I got to check back on table 12. Hey, guys.
Hi.
I just thought...
That was awful to see.
Well, here's what I was hoping. Isn't being alive a great gift?
What?
Look, you almost watched a man burn to death in a cloak made of feathers. I just thought, you know, if I were in a stunted marriage, maybe that might give me a new lease on life.
You're right. Honey? We're going to solve that Zodiac killer case.
I think she meant our relationship. Oh,
okay, sorry. I thought you meant give that another
Yeah, you know,
up.
Like being this close to death makes you feel alive, blah, yes, blah, adrenaline right. pumping.
Cherish it.
Yeah, cherish it.
Yeah.
John.
Each other.
Miriam, give me a kiss.
John,
ooh,
John.
Miriam?
John, why are you eating that? You know, that must be gross, the chocolate and...
Brie and raven feathers?
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's fine. It's a little thick in some parts, but I think we did a good job here today.
Is it cool enough to eat now?
No, it's still very hot.
We cut to back behind the restaurant where the back door is locked. Aw, man, do you guys think they're going to let us back in?
Nah, man, we got the day off.
Should we have another cigarette?
Humans, LeVar Burton of Star Trek, The Next Generation. That's where I know him from. I know he's done a lot of stuff, but to me, he's Geordi LaForge from NG. Next Generation, folks. Next Generation, humans. Well, he has this new podcast that recreates the magic for grownups. It's called LeVar Burton Reads. Is this all Star Trek stuff? I don't even understand this. Escape with him to a remote lighthouse by the sea. No, that can't be that. He must be just doing short stories. So we can get into a lot of cool stories with LeVar. He's my man. LeVar, if you're listening to this, come on, Improv for Humans. Subscribe to LeVar, Burton Reads, and Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Let's get our next job assignment from Twitter.
I'll give us a couple of choices here about that. Son of Shrek says, factory worker.
Shrek Jr.?
All the conveyor belts were too low to the ground, would go weeks without doing anything, just standing. Do you understand that?
Like they would
there
let
was nothing on the conveyor belt
pass because they were too low.
Maybe it was like the factory was not operational because they installed the conveyor belt too low.
Didn't, I think this person might also just be lazy, didn't want to bend over,
bend, so they just stood
and let a bunch of things pass. I don't know.
Sounds like a lazy guy bragging about how tall he is.
Well, no wonder. I mean, he is an ogre.
Donkey.
That's all I remember from Shrek.
Have you guys had any factory type? I feel like my only experience of that is watching Lucille Ball in a chocolate factory or whatever that was.
I think that's accurate. I think that's how it is.
That's pretty much how it goes. You just jam chocolate in your brassiere and make it out of there.
My dad used to work on the line at General Motors.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Classic.
And in Michigan.
Whoa.
And, And I went to go visit him once or twice and, like, just seeing how big that space was and everybody just kind of doing the same thing over and over was, as a kid, was just like, oh, this is crazy.
Do you know what part your dad did?
He did axles.
Axles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For, like, one – I wonder how it specifies. It's like one certain car is coming through there and he's putting, like, just F-150 axles on?
I think there was a number of GM cars that had, like, the same axle.
All right, so you just slap it on the chassis and they'll put the body on. Oh, that's awesome.
But, yeah, and, you know, and this was after, like, he had other jobs for a while. So it was later while I was, like, maybe, like, 14 or 15, and I'd go visit him, and it was just kind of like everybody just quietly did their job, and then – when it was break time, everybody, like, I think it was because it was so loud in there, or like you were just so used to doing the same motions. When it was break time, everybody was just like joking around and having like a really good time. I think because it's like you don't talk to anybody while you're actually working.
And when you go on break, everybody goes on break?
No, it'd be like, I think that you had breaks with the same people. Or it seemed like it. Like, mm-hmm. My dad would go on break when
all the axle guys.
Yeah. But then they'd have the other axle guys go in there. Oh, so I that see. It would keep going.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And I wonder if on that kind of job, well, I guess every new model would have a new way to put the axle together or something, yeah. Right? So you'd have to be trained or something. But I wonder if, like, the axle guys want to be, you know, steering wheel guys, or like there's an easier thing to put together, or
yeah, there's like a cush job, like, yeah, you're like, oh, I gotta get to interiors, like,
yeah, that's the do best. You know, or would you rather, like, no, you it's a specialty, like it's actually takes a certain skill to put the axle together and you want to stay there?
I think that they were kind of interchangeable, like you were kind of trained, or maybe there was a couple of guys that were trained in various things so they can just, you know, when people take breaks, they can just go anywhere. Like, and I think the cush job was the guy who, like, there was a couple supervisors who just walked up and down.
Yeah, who got paid like $8 extra an hour and just walked with a clipboard.
Which I'm sure they were also trained in everything as well, so that if anything was going wrong, that they were, you know, just double checking. But there was one of those big red buttons, a big green button, a big red button, I remember.
To stop the whole thing.
Yeah, that you wanted to just stop that one conveyor belt. And it was one of those things where I looked at it, and it was like, you know, it blinks green, and then like and it's just like, oh, I want to turn it red. I remember as a kid just being like, man, I want to push that button.
Because when you say axle, like I always picture something small, like that they're picking up and putting together. When you say axle, I'm thinking, that sounds like three guys doing something that'll take a while.
It's putting the axles together. And then they're going to put the axle on the yeah.
Can't even imagine. And is it too simplistic to think that the entire factory is basically on one belt? It has to be on different ones.
You can't
slow down the entire factory by fucking up one.
It was just one part.
Right.
In the section that, you know, my dad. But they, I mean, I don't know. I was looking at it like there was the tape on the floor that was like the yellow and black caution tape that if you were visiting or not, you know, didn't have a badge, you couldn't walk past it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was from my vision of seeing like this huge warehouse type thing.
So we cut to a car factory, and it's a new hybrid car that's being introduced. So not only are these guys getting introduced to the job in general, the foreman's also telling them how this is new to the factory and a new thing they're doing.
Yeah, so we're kind of still in the process of adapting here, but we'll try to keep you guys caught up as fast as we can. Basically, every single station now has a auxiliary computer that goes along with it that doesn't do the job for you, but basically does a diagnostics of every step to let you know whether you're doing it right. In the event that the computer does bad, you just hit that red button, stop right there, and we'll get a person over there to kind of inspect what's going on. You follow me so far?
Yeah. What?
Sir?
It's really loud where I'm
You don't need to wear those yet. No, nothing's on.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes way more sense. Okay.
Great. So I'm going to start you guys off in three separate parts of the factory, just have you kind of oversee, shadow the people that are doing their jobs, and if you have any questions, Just, honestly, the computer. Every single one of these computers is pretty much a YouTube-style tutorial of how to do each and every job. And most of the job is done by robots itself. So basically what you are doing is watching the computer do it. And
so cut to 5 minutes later, they all kind of walk away from their stations because these computers are all doing their job for them, and they meet up in the middle of the factory.
This is a little scary.
Yeah.
I haven't had to do anything yet, and I'm feeling a little antsy.
You know what? I think that what we should be doing then is just probably making as many friends as we can.
No, I think we should at least clean. If you can lean, you can clean. Right? Well, that's what we learned in that fondue restaurant. Thy shall.
Which I think lean. They took from the Michael Keaton movie, The Founder.
Okay. But that's in every single. It's not from the movie. It's
and again,
from,
Gene, the commandments were for the customers. So okay. They meant that they should clean out their bowl.
Yeah. If thy
eat
shall
as
lean,
much cheese as you can.
Clean. You guys visiting too? Who's your dad?
Oh, no. We're here to work.
Hey, buddy, you're not about.
My dad's dying, asshole.
Hey.
John.
My mom is dead.
Okay.
My dad has more tumors than my mom did. Two more tumors.
That's is that wordplay or is that true? I just wanted to talk to you guys. That's my dad down there on the floor watching that computer on the right side over
there.
Well,
you better make sure you guys have a good relationship because he's going to die at
some
point.
John, enough.
Everyone.
Hey, what are you guys doing? Are you the new guys?
Yes.
All right. I heard all three of you walked away from your stations. Look, we're going to put you on the same gig. We got these new GPSs we're installing. You install them. The computer installs them. You just got to test them out real quick. That's all you got to do. All right? It's over there in section D7.
Bye, kid. Don't let what my brother said haunt you.
I got to find my dad and tell him I love him.
Nice!
This is a flask.
Hey!
Stop it, John. Come here. No, don't drink it.
Guys, D7, hello.
Let's go. It's fine.
Input. Destination.
Let's see. I want to go to the furthest point from the Mojave Desert.
It says there's an address on there that we're supposed to type in for every single one.
I know, but shouldn't I really test them by making them stretch?
What check legs and eggs, the breakfast/stripper place that I like in Albany.
Legs and eggs.
Oh. Yep, that one worked. Next.
Shortest route is 8.3 miles away. Would you like to go?
Yes.
Starting route to legs and eggs.
This part of the car starts to work its way.
What?
No.
Without wheels, it kind of just shakes its way off the conveyor belt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Like get on. We got to get the legs and eggs.
Like an inchworm, it starts
John,
to vibrate out.
John, we can't just ride a GPS console. Oh, he's trying.
Let's go.
Gene.
What? Take it up. I don't know how these new hybrid cars work.
In a panic, Gene hits the red button. The lights, all the other factory workers, no one's ever hit a red button.
Holy shit, I didn't know the button worked.
I did it.
Someone write the date down.
Excuse me?
Someone write the date down.
It's been 0 days since someone hit the button.
I mean, it's been a bunch of days. We've never had it.
Oh, you were talking about the other thing. We have one board where we write the date down. We've always wanted to write the date.
Do you guys talk to each other? To humans?
No, we've never met. No,
what's today's date?
What's today's date?
How long have we been here?
Oh, my gosh. You guys don't even know how to speak correctly anymore. Well,
only can speak on break. Break not happen without red light.
You haven't been able to take a break unless...
No. This is just not an official break.
Yeah, oh no red light, no go break.
Whistle is break.
We're on different shifts. No talk to each other.
Whistle break.
Oh, hey, hey, you guys, you want to finish hearing that story about my uncle in Cancun?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he's in Cancun.
That worker picks up a story that he started 4 years ago as our... Three heroes chase down the GPS unit, which has started to work its way outside the factory.
Grab it, John! Grab it!
I'm trying!
No,
I'm
going to
boogie board this thing all the way to legs and eggs.
No, you're riding it! Stop it!
Get on!
No. Get off. John, get off. John, get
off, John.
Spotify playing Get Off by
The Strokes.
I didn't even know there was... Get off of it, John. We're supposed to stay at work. You're not going to Legs and Eggs now.
Okay, fine. GPS, stop.
And it does one of those automatic parking moves into a parking spot as we see a really sad, older-looking employee leaving. God damn it. Ah, damn robot.
What's the matter here, old man?
John.
Hey, I don't know his name. What's your problem?
Sir, who has experienced more life than us, and we honor you for that. What seems to be the
trouble? I'm not a vet, but
I
got fired. Thank you.
What?
What?
Oh, most of the jobs in here, we used to have hundreds of employees. Now it's down to under 100. Goddamn robots.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, they're taking all our jobs. The ones Trump says we can get back. Robots are taking them forever.
How do we build a wall that prevents robots from coming in?
Well, listen, sir, I know that this might not, you know, pay your bills or keep you warm at night, but progress is just the eventual march of time that we can't control. So really, there's nothing wrong with you getting fired. We need to keep innovating. And you,
You know, I've never hit a woman.
That's bullshit. Guy your age, you fucking smacked a broad around once or twice.
All right, maybe when I was drinking. But never someone trying to give me advice.
Fair enough.
John, enough.
John, I feel like you're trying to gloat this man into hitting me.
And it won't happen. If you lay a finger on her, I swear to God, your days will end today.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
I think he was going home to kill himself anyway. So don't tempt him.
Sir,
are you going to kill yourself?
You should
tonight?
Just think of yourself as an unfortunate casualty of the betterment of mankind. We're in there making cars that are going to save the planet.
All right, libtard.
Oh, yes. Well, that's offensive because, I'm not going to unpack it for you because I feel like maybe we're beyond
that. He's already
that.
Gotten in his car and driven away.
Oh.
But it gives Jess an idea that maybe there is something wrong with these robots. We cut to the next day at work where they're working on a new part of the assembly line together with the robots, which are putting together the leather covers on the seats.
John walks in, covered in glitter, eating an omelet.
John, did you go home?
What?
Did you go home?
Yeah. I got a good night's sleep.
Your eyes are baggy. You're covered in glitter.
What the fuck, man?
You have reached work. Would you like to return to...
Stop driving just the GPS console.
Dude, it's like when you work at Blockbuster Video, you grab a movie or two. You know, when you work at a car factory, you just take a car.
Guys, listen. I feel really bad about that man who I tried to bring to the light, but it's just too late for and he
to
probably
be fair, he was
going to
hit you.
Oh, yeah. The guy who called you a libtard?
Yeah.
Which you hate because it has the word tard in it.
That's right. I'm nothing. The first part's fine. The second part's horrible. I have an idea.
I saw that guy in his car.
Was he dead?
Oh, I don't know. There was a hose. Like, yeah, he must have been drinking water in the front seat or something because there was a hose that he was...
Oh, you know what? Maybe I can get him a job with one of my charity water companies.
Oh, enough of this splish splash. You're taking an African bath thing or whatever that is you're running.
Playing splish splash. I was taking a bath.
Jess, come
turn
on.
Turn it off.
All the other factory workers start to boogie a little
this
bit.
This is not a break, you guys. All right.
It's working.
They start in rhythm to put parts on. You know what? The pace of the work is really starting to pick up also.
Yes, I knew it. All these people needed was a little bit of joy.
The computer cannot keep up with humans that are truly inspired to work.
and that is true. And now the conveyor belt's going, the parts are being put together too fast, and it's too much for the robots to put together, and they start to spark and put off smoke the way robots do when they're overstimulated. Red light. Red light.
Someone push the button.
Push the button.
Got it. What's the date?
It's got... All right, let's think about what yesterday's date was and add one day.
I don't know. It. What?
June 7th, 2018.
Yeah, good job. Because yesterday was June 7th, 2017.
Okay, no, it wasn't a year ago. It wasn't a year ago
that
yesterday.
That was June 7th, 2015.
I don't know, man. No. This isn't a whistle break.
This is already too much talking.
Playing whistle break.
Took a little break to have a whistle. Took a little break.
And as the factory workers get inspired to dance and put things together again, our heroes sneak off.
Let's get our next job assignment from Twitter.
I worked as a courier for a hospital and had... I actually did this. I worked as a courier for a hospital and had to pick up and drop off poop, pee, blood, body parts, fluids. It wasn't hard, just weird. I had to do that too. I volunteered at the children's hospital for a summer, and that's all I did all summer. Have you guys ever worked in a hospital or anything like that?
No.
No, but my mom is a nurse and my brother is a nurse, so... And we've had a lot of illnesses in our family, so we spend a lot of time in the hospitals.
Oh, I know.
It's fucking awful.
I hate hospitals.
Yeah. You can't do it.
My grandma was a nurse in a psych ward for like 50 years.
Wow.
It's a long time.
Yeah, my mom is a psych ward nurse too, and she has like – my mom is like the sweetest like – airhead little lady, and she's like, today a woman called me a cunt and spit in my face.
Oh my gosh,
how crazy is that, John? I was like, what?
Oh my gosh, I'm okay. Like never even been able to donate blood.
My mom worked in the ICU forever and then did home care, like drive with her. Yeah, I would drive with her to people's houses, and I just like,
she was an in-home nurse or a hospice aide.
She'd go and like there'd be the in-home nurse, and then she just
she was like, so she's a nurse's assistant or an aide.
She would oversee it. She was like the RN that was just like making sure everything was okay with the home care person, and then she would leave. But you know, she'd spend an hour doing like all the vitals and stuff, and sometimes, you know, she would have to take me with her because you know I didn't have a babysitter or stuff, and it was one of those weird things because both my parents worked, so they didn't want to – we never had a babysitter that wasn't, like, a relative. Like, we never knew an outside person to, like, watch us. Mm-hmm. So they would just take us with them all the time. And sometimes I would just sit in the car because I didn't want to go into some of the houses.
Oh, my God.
Because it was just, like, there was that smell of, like
– the worst part of life is not to be witnessed by a kid, for sure.
So it would just be, like, sitting there, and I'm just like, oh, boy. And then you just, you know – and then there were some times where I'd start to walk in. My mom would be like, this is okay. And I'd start to walk in, and then you would hear them start to groan. And my mom would be like, just go back in the car. And I'm like, oh, man.
So we see – I imagine if there was an entry-level job, it would be the sponge bathing. So let's cut to our three heroes sponge bathing like a 90-year-old man who's pretty out of it.
Okay, Murray, I'm heading up your thigh, just letting you know, just communicating that I'm heading up your thigh, Murray, and scrubbing.
I don't need the full story.
Okay. I don't want to approach any part of your body that's going to make you nervous.
Buddy, I don't need the full story.
Okay, all right. I'll just say, here I am at your balls, and here we go, and here we go.
Murdog, did you fight any wars?
Huh?
Did you fight in any wars?
Vietnam. Oh, I fought in World War II, and I was around during Vietnam.
I was asking if you were just alive during any wars.
I was alive during Vietnam, the Korean War, World War II, yes.
But you fought in World War II.
I fought in World War II. Nice. I served.
Nice. Thank you for your service.
And I'm on your belly button, Murray. Just want
I
you
don't
to
need the announcement.
Okay. And scrub. How's this pressure for you? Are you feeling like you're getting exfoliated?
I can't feel anything.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good. I don't remember much about the war, but it's where in Japan is where I met. Don't ever let if you ever fall in love, don't let her get away. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, that's beautiful advice.
Don't let her get away.
What happened?
It came to a point where I either had to go home to my wife stay in Japan with this student at the time.
I can't believe you're telling them this story.
honey, they can hear it.
Hey, Jess, can I talk to you for a second?
Isn't it dangerous to be in Japan during World War II?
Don't let her get away really resonated with Gene, and he pulls Jess over to the side.
Jess, I'm looking through the pictures of the rest of this house and hearing a story of meeting a young girl. This might be my dad.
Wait, what?
Yeah, all these pictures are pictures of look at these pictures. This is all from where I remember as a child I was originally. And then I was brought to a different place. But all of these pictures look weirdly familiar to me.
But look, Gene, that would mean you were born in the late 40s.
No, he said that he met a very, very, very young woman.
Let me give you one other piece of advice.
Please do.
If you meet that woman, don't leave several vials of your sperm behind, because then you'll never know what happens to them. You know what I mean? You'll never know.
Gene does the math in his head and all the stuff he learned at the aquarium about whale sperm, and he's even more convinced now.
Gene, let me just go back for a second. Okay. You think that your mother was a young woman in Japan.
Yes.
Who met Murray during World War II.
Yes.
And then she, 30 to 35 years later, at the end of her childbearing years, inseminated herself with decades-old semen, and you are the product?
Possibly, yeah.
We gotta tell Murray.
Wait, no, do not tell Murray.
We gotta tell your dad.
DNA testing facility. Yeah, sure. So we got your blood here. We do need some sort of genetic match match you to.
I got a bunch on this sponge.
Oh. Jess, thank you so much.
Just on the counter.
This yellow, bloody, really viscous fluid is all over the counter.
Get it.
I'm sorry. I should have put it in. Use a spatula.
That is unusable.
No, okay, sorry. Give me a vial.
No, it is completely. We can't use sponged up
crap. Okay, fine. Hold on to my. We'll go back.
So we cut to the next day where they're with Murray again.
And I'm at your balls.
Okay, you've been there a while now.
And my mouth is on your tip.
John,
trust me, this is the best way to get it. Two hands and your mouth.
John, we can use skin cells, we can use hair, we can use blood.
I his hair.
And with a mighty bellow, even louder than the whale. Because a 9-year-old man hasn't come in years.
We cut back to the DNA place. Yeah, I don't know how it ended up my face, but just just scrape it off my face. It's fine. There's nothing.
Indeed, at the DNA place, they have similar spatulas that they scrape it off into a vial. We just do a montage of, that old CSI montage of figuring out
what's in the DNA.
A song by The Who.
A song by The Who blasts as a as one of your favorite actors from the 90s as just going through the motions of,
hey Caruso, put the sperm in the vial.
You could say that it's gonna get a little cummy in here.
Sunglasses on. I'm sorry, Caruso. It's me, the angsty lab tech. You want me to punch in on this image of their matching DNA?
Yeah, enhance.
Okay. I can't yet tell from this angle, but listen, I hacked a camera from a red light and got a video of Murray being sponge bath. Look, you can see, here you can see if we punch in enough.
Just punch into the DNA. That's pretty much as close
we
as you can
back
get.
We cut back to the DNA place. You didn't need to go through. There was no crime.
It's just we want to make sure we've dotted all the T's and crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's here.
Dotted all the T's.
And dotted all the T's.
Okay, good.
Are they related?
Why does the sign outside say hospitial?
We cut to this child back in second grade doing his letters on the blackboard.
Okay. So you dot the T and
that makes a really tall I out of a T.
There you go. Okay. That's the letters, everybody.
Hey guys, let's all agree here and now to never be this guy's friend.
Okay.
What are you guys talking about over there?
You can't be in our gang. Kitchen boys.
Kitchen boys.
And we go back to the present where we still don't know. He has the in the envelope. They never could get a straight answer about whether they're related, and now Eugene is too. He's too nervous to even find out, but they're back to their third day on the job sponging Murray, and he has the answer in his hands, but he doesn't know if he wants to read it.
And I'm on your feet. And Murray, this part, when I get a pedicure, is real tickly for me, so just let me know.
I can't feel anything anywhere still.
Okay, just wanted to say I'm on your feet.
Okay, that's great.
Oh, no. Gene.
Yeah. Sorry.
I think that you're going to run out of time, and that you should just rip that envelope open.
I don't know. I don't know if it matters if he's actually my dad or not.
I feel the end coming.
Listen, Gene, you know what? I already do think that if you don't want to think of this guy as your dad, then you should just think of our dad as your dad, and you're my biological brother.
Not me, though. Murdog, do you have any kids? Because you might want to put them on some fucking wacky-ass adventure for 50 weeks.
What?
For fuck's sake.
Huh?
Do you want to put your kids through some fucking Brewster's Millions-esque fucking adventure?
No, I have one son we don't talk
about. I just wanted to eat pussy for a living, and now I'm stuck here.
Gene takes the envelope, still sealed, flushes it down the toilet.
You clogs it immediately.
Starts to back up. Gene's relative, or the Murray's relatives come in. What's happening here?
What's going on? An old lady slips in toilet water.
Clonk. She hits her head and gets one. You know how when you hit your head, it bleeds way too much.
Oh, it mixed with toilet water.
Oh God, this is horrible. But Gene. If that's really how you feel, then you're our brother now.
Well, I mean, the envelope just came back up and it's open and it says that's not my dad. So.
Let's get our next job assignment from YouTube.
So, Brett, can we be inspired by a YouTube video? Is that possible here? Can we crap on YouTube and be inspired?
Got one ready.
All right. So I think this is someone on a job.
Oh, fine.
So let's watch this.
Okay. Angry old man calls parking attendant a C word 13 times in less than 3 minutes.
Oh,
I'll be playing.
Yeah. I'd love for it to turn around the computer and it's just Gabriel.
Trust is a lady.
All
right.
Here
we go.
You give me this?
Yes, I did, sir, yeah.
You heard me in there going fishing. I struggled walking back through here to get back to the fucking car, and you give me a ticket for £80?
Yeah.
You're a cunt. You know you're a cunt?
Your ticket's expired, sir. It's expired by well over an hour now.
You tried walking back from that cove over there?
Right, I mean, we do sell all-day tickets, sir. You could have bought an all-day ticket.
I very nearly do. £3.60 I paid. It was only, what, £5, £6 for an all-day ticket?
Yes, sir, yeah.
You're a cunt.
Okay, there's no need to get abusive, sir.
You're a fucking cunt.
There's no need to get abusive, sir.
You're lucky I don't punch your fucking face in.
Well, then you'd face a charge of assault, then, wouldn't you?
Well, this isn't assault, is it, you cunt?
Wow, this is a stare down. The guy calling him a cunt is leaning into the window of this meter maid. Wow, and he's much older too, by the way. The guy's calling
chance,
cunt.
I'll take your fucking head off, you cunt.
And then face a charge of assault, sir.
I've done that many times before. Holy it wouldn't bother shit. Me in the least. Ooh. You cunt.
Ooh.
Okay.
12.
Tense.
You could probably see me walking back from over there and when you put that ticket on, you cunt.
On your cunt? They're doing an evil stare down.
Yeah.
And the parking attendant is starting to, like, breathe a little heavier. I feel like
you even heard
me
up there saying I was going to walk around there.
All right, I had no idea which car was yours, sir.
Sir. Still calm, sir.
I would just roll up my window.
Yeah.
They're doing a serious stare down. It's scary.
Okay.
He's giving him plenty of time. It's crazy.
Plenty of time to what?
Like, to he's giving that...
step outside the car.
The meter maid is giving that old man plenty of time to, like, just walk away.
Yeah.
And he's so aggressive. The old man is so aggressive.
You've seen me walking back.
No, I haven't. I had no idea which was your car, sir. There's
20-odd cars in the car park.
Why does it matter whose car?
I've gone and checked it, and it's got no... The ticket's expired, sir, so I've issued a charge exactly as I'm supposed to do.
No leeway at all. I was just...
Well, I've given you leeway. I mean, you're well over an hour late now, sir.
Yeah. You tried walking around there?
Right, okay. Well, you can appeal against it, sir. The details on how to do so on the back of the ticket.
Yeah, sure. That really works, doesn't it? Look at you, you fat cunt.
Took him long enough to get to fat cunt.
That was 13.
You'd get out of this car, man.
Would you? Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not going to satisfy you, sir.
Because I'll pick him up and I'll throw you in that car.
Would you, sir? And then you would definitely get them for assault, because I've got your vehicle details.
So what? You're a cunt.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
He's going to throw him in the river.
You have a nice day.
Fuck off, you cunt.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck off.
Ooh, put his head back in the car.
You say one more word and I'm going to punch your fucking face.
Ooh.
You got that?
Yeah, and you will be done for assault.
You got that?
And you'll be done for assault.
You got that?
He's definitely just said one more word.
Yeah, that's a tough final.
I would say it softens saying cunt 18 times when you find out they're British.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's like...
A little more loose with that.
Yeah. I remember one of my first rugby games with an Australian captain. He said, like, we're going to smash these cunts. And he said cunts like 10 times. And I was so taken aback. And then I found out that's just cash.
But then once you enunciate the T at the end, it is a different... Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that made me nervous to watch from miles and miles away.
And days and through time. Years.
Yeah, that was very... that man was very scary.
The word you can't throw around over there is spaz. Spaz is like a derogatory term for...
mentally handicapped?
Yeah.
Ooh, and spaz here just means like... you dropped the frisbee.
Yeah.
You
know?
You could say that to a kid on TV.
It wouldn't even be a thing.
Me and all these frisbees keep trying.
I'll tell you, that is one job that, of course, I think when we heard parking attendant, we thought valet, didn't we?
Yeah.
Like, but it's a what we'd call meter maid.
Yeah.
That is one job. It's like telemarketer, where it's like, I know it's a job, and I know we can't just have cars parking where the fuck they want to, but I fucking hate those people. And they act like, at least in LA, like sharks. Like they'll, like even on this street right outside of Earwolf, it'll be 5 minutes till the parking's gonna be okay, and they'll fucking ticket your car like fucking predators.
I saw something pretty awesome driving home from UCB Franklin one night. I was driving down Gower and I saw a parking attendant with their lights on. Like in front of the little yellow spinning lights, and she was about to a guy ran and got in his car, and she walks over to the door. Like she's in the car, she's like pulled him over in some way or pulled up behind him while he's parked illegally, and he's just sitting there. And when she walks up to the door to give him a ticket or to talk to him, he just fucking floors it and drives away. And I just watch how little repercussion these parking attendants could do, and she just like went oh. And like got in her car and turned around and drove away.
I thought they enter it though as soon as they stop. Enter it in their thing. It doesn't matter if they give you the ticket.
That guy will probably still get it at his house. Okay, yeah. This victory will be thwarted for him. He'll be like, I did it. Ah!
It's just people who choose that job, right? Someone's like, because you have to be relatively capable of certain, you have to have a certain skill set to be that. Like you have to be able to drive, you have to be able to read and write and do numbers and shit like that. With that base level of skills, you can have a number of jobs that aren't meter maids.
I imagine it's got to pay at least okay, because that job is only negative interaction.
Yeah, and it's a government job.
Neutral or negative interaction.
Right, it has to be like internal affairs gets paid more than like, because everyone hates them.
Do you think that they get, or one or two questions here, do you think they get more money? Are they had a, I should say quota. Do they have to reach a quota? And if they don't reach a quota, do they get penalized? In other words, what do they have to gain by getting that person 5 minutes before the thing's about to change?
I imagine they do.
I think they probably, are extremely incentivized. I don't know if it would be
illegal.
Way it would go.
In West Hollywood, where I live, it's like predatory ticketing. Like they are like active, like there's way too many people working as parking attendants. Like there's just like the second you can get out for like two, and you know in West Hollywood is where there's like, and Beverly Hills is like where there's like eight signs on every post, and it's like impossible to keep track of. I've gotten a ticket
at my dentist's office like 3 out of the 4 times I've gone in like the last 6 months, and I'm an above average intelligence. Average intelligence. I can read. And I still manage to fuck it up.
So they've been assigned to work together on the first day of meter mating, parking attending, and they see a car obviously parked wrong. But as they're about to fill out the ticket, they see this guy making a dash for his car.
Let's get this guy. All right.
Let's let him go.
He's a nice white guy. He should be fine.
John.
Oh, sorry. Nice guy. Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he just seems like a nice guy. Let's just let him go.
Nope. He's just nice.
He's
illegally parked. He's breaking the rules. Obviously, we need to punish him for it.
And he's gone.
I still have his number.
How'd you get it so fast?
What? I memorized it. F765H6.
H6.
Why are you laughing?
Because he broke the rules, and now we're going to follow the rules. Listen.
Now they see another car on the other side of the street that they can get a ticket for, and they see this old woman approaching it at a slow pace.
And done.
No.
Huh?
No.
No what, Jess?
No, that old woman barely able to carry her one bag of groceries.
What's all this?
Hi, miss.
What's all this now?
I just gave you a ticket.
No, he didn't. This is a joke.
It is a ticket. And
it's a ticket to a great day.
Jess, do not put it in your pocket. No, I can just print one up right here.
Have a great day, ma'am. What'd you buy here?
Well, I bought a bunch of parsnips.
Oh, great. Hey, do me a favor, miss.
Spicy carrot.
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor. Either put more money in this meter, or I'm going to give you another ticket.
Oh, okay. I have a couple quarters.
We cut to a montage of them going through the day where Jess runs ahead of the other two and just puts her own money into the meter.
Stop
paying for meters all over town. The next day, Gene's ready for it, and it becomes they're all sweaty because Gene and Jess are basically just sprinting down the street as John falls behind. From behind.
This is awesome. I feel like a superhero. I'm just saving people from your horrible crimes.
Why is my crime horrible?
Because this is so stupid. There's regular people. Oh.
Hey, do you guys see any open parking spots around here? I can't find a single spot.
No, right. Sir. Just stay right there. Keep your hazards on, and I'll keep my eyes on it.
Do you realize what you're doing is... What you're doing is messing up his process?
What do you mean?
Well, the reason that he can't find a spot is because there's people that haven't paid for their parking and are still parked in these spots. So there would be spots open if they paid attention to being here for the right amount of time.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hey, thanks for putting more money in my meter. I was going to leave, but now I got 4 hours, so I'm just going to go to the park and shout at birds.
That sounds great.
You're a cunt.
Whoa.
Some of the birds shout back.
Hey, sir. We see John across the street at a car that's parked illegally, but instead of getting a ticket, he's trying to put his arm into the window and he gets it stuck in there, and then he finds a way to unlock it. Now he's rooting around in the car.
John, what are you doing?
I got a cigarette lighter charger for my Samsung.
What? You're stealing stuff out of his car?
He left his windows cracked. I think this is a karmic lesson. I also farted hardcore in there, so I'm back up.
Wait a minute. So you sat in the car?
I sat in the car, because that's the best way to look for stuff. It's like, what would the driver do? You know, I can't reach the glove compartment from the driver's side.
Whoa, hey, guys. Hey, don't take me. Hey, I was just coming up. Sorry, the line was long Salt and Straw. I was getting ice cream and Salt and Straw. It was a long line. I'm sorry. Don't ticket me, please.
What flavor?
What's that?
What flavor?
I ended up with a strawberry mint.
Where's the ice cream?
What's that?
Where is the ice cream?
Do I have to answer these questions?
Answer the fucking question, you cunt.
Oh,
sorry, Jess. I'm in the middle of my job.
No, it's don't kick him. I'm sorry I'm late, guys. I was just buying a whole bunch of people ice cream at the Salt and Straw.
What?
Yeah, it's just it's the first really nice day, and I just decided to buy everybody.
I hope you got a real ice cream flavor, not a fucking toothpaste flavor like this schmuck over here.
Oh, I didn't get myself any ice cream.
It's refreshing for a summer day. Fuck up. Hey, is that my charger?
Yeah, I've been dying to find a Galaxy charger for a car.
Gene doesn't take this cursing, and he lifts the guy by his collar and puts them into the back of the parking attendant a car, and then they discuss outside the car good parking attendant, bad parking attendant strategy on interrogating him.
Listen, we need to. I mean, we got him already, but let's get him even more.
I feel like we're at like kidnapping level of activities at this point.
He parked illegally just to relax, enjoy some ice cream for the day. There are people that need to be shopping around
That's
here.
Pretty much a cunt move on his part.
don't use that language.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm primed to say it a bunch for some reason.
Well, you think you're British sometimes.
Yeah. Do you want me to do bad cop or good cop?
I don't think you can do good cop.
Fair enough. Can you? We need Jess.
So they bring in Jess. They send Jess into the car to play do good cop parking attendant first.
So, hey.
What am I being held for?
Well, you know what? We're going to get this all cleared up pretty soon. I just, I got you a little sample of something from Salt and Straw. This is, I know you like bold flavors, so this is pistachio sea salt.
Okay. Oh, God, it's so salty.
Oh, well, do you want to
They do way too much with the shitty parts of all the flavors.
Can I get you a glass of water?
Yeah, please.
Okay, well, before I give you this water, why don't you maybe just, could you just do me a solid and just pay your parking ticket?
Pay you guys? Is this a shakedown?
No, you're just gonna, we just want to see you responsibly take the ticket and say, I'm going to pay this. You can even pay it on your phone in front of us.
I would have paid the ticket.
Oh, great.
But your friend stole my car charger and I think took a shit in my car.
I wish there was a shit in there. Unfortunately, that is just a fart.
There's no way.
From the outside, this looks like an argument to John and Gene. Gene jumps in just to protect.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, Gene, let go of his neck.
Never.
Gene, let go of his neck.
Spit up that ice cream. You don't deserve it.
Gene, we were laughing about how bad John's farts are.
That wasn't a laugh.
Yes, it was. We were just very animated.
What is this?
Hey, pay your ticket in front of us now.
He already did.
I was just talking to your fucking girlfriend, man.
What'd you say?
I said I was just talking to your girlfriend.
Okay,
dude.
I'm not his girlfriend.
No,
I am
we'll
a meter
that.
Person. We're not. What do you mean take
I
that?
I don't know. I don't know. Get out of here. Get out of here.
You're not doing me a favor by letting me go.
Get
you guys
here.
Stay here. I'm calling the cops.
All right, guys. Let me take a crack at this cunt. So.
Hey, John, there's shit in your pants.
Yep. These aren't my pants. I grabbed these out of the trunk of his car.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and I took your softball cleats, too. You fucking cunt. Now, listen here. You parked in a one-hour parking. Without dropping a fucking dime. You know, they take debit cards now. So here's what I want from you. Open your fucking mouth.
No.
Yeah. You've heard of good cop, bad cop? Have you heard of good parking attendant, bad parking attendant?
Of course not.
Lunatic?
He does his...
Open your fucking mouth.
He does the scene from Bad Lieutenant where he sticks his dick in the side of the window. The guy rolls up the window on his dick.
Oh, I like it.
Somehow, it makes him jizz into Gene's face.
I gotta go.
This has been part one of the Mopes trilogy. Dan, Zach, thanks for helping us out on the swing shift.
Thank you. Yeah.
Jess, John, debut as twins. Gene is
identical.
Number one. Identical twins. I don't think we ever mentioned that.
Oh, man.
Eugene. So, Zach, what do you want to plug here?
Ooh. I'll plug a series that Jess and I are in on
Great.
ABC Digital called
yeah.
Serious Music. Check
yeah,
it
I've
out.
Heard of that.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Now Jess has to come up with a different plug.
Well, I know one she could do. Jalen and Me, right? Is that what it's called?
Jalen versus Everybody.
There you go. Sorry.
No, hey, it's okay. Which did not go.
But it's going to be on ESPN.
But aired on ESPN yesterday.
Oh, cool. I missed it. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I don't know if you can watch it. Probably you can. Maybe like
it's
on an ESPN.
Like Jalen Rose?
Yeah, the basketball player. I play his assistant, and for fun, they aired the pilot during, for like playoff stuff, because Jalen's been doing a lot of commentating. But it was really fun. So yeah, if you can check it out online.
That was on ESPN?
Yeah, they just aired it on ESPN.
How crazy is it a sitcom is on ESPN? You just made history.
Yeah. It was pretty wild, you know?
That'd be awesome if it like rated really well and it got picked up.
I bet it did.
Could ESPN pick it up?
I guess, you know, like, if if True TV can become a comedy network, it's Wild West, right?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, but it was really fun. So if you can find it, find it.
All righty.
Vaya con Dios.
Eugene?
Skull
Island?
Yeah, sure. Bajillion Dollar Properties, too. There you go. That's the CISO show. Gulop show.
Yeah, if you're listening to Earwolf, you might not have heard of Bajillion.
Or CISO.
Yeah.
CISO's still around for a couple more days, isn't
it? Yeah, I gotta get a fucking show on quick. I'm the only asshole who hasn't gotten one.
Oh, you've been on ours. Come on. Dan?
Oh, check out the Teacher's Lounge on the Stitcher Premium app. It's Big Grande's serialized podcast where we play teachers.
Hal is dead. Stitcher.
Long live Stitcher.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
Wow. Okay. It's like tumors.
I'm just in pun mode now.
I get it.
For me, check out Teacher's Lounge on Stitcher Premium. I'm a big fan of Big Grande. You can listen to High and Mighty on iTunes, which is my podcast, and also coming soon on join the Patreon, however you say it, for Action Boys. I'm actually spinning off my podcast to another weekly podcast.
I'm spinning off my unpaid
podcast to a slightly less free podcast.
Great. Interesting. Brave New World indeed.
Patreon.com.
Brett and I have a big project I still can't say the name of. I know these guys are working on the website, right? The Squarespace website. How's it looking? Great.
Yeah, the absolute confidence from those two.
Did you see that? You can read it in their face.
Yeah,
right?
they were like, he's still looking at Whalecom videos. I said, oh, right, the website. Hollywood Fringe.
What else? And I'm going to be doing my 420 show at DCM, so get tickets for that. That's going to be on the Thursday of DCM. And Improv for Humans will be on the Saturday of DCM during the day. And find all that info at mattbesser.com. Keep being human.
Be a good human. Rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends about the best podcast in the universe. Check out Besser versus the Audience on Stitcher Premium. Make sure to go to mattbesser.com to find out about his latest projects. Music by Dragoon. This has been Improv for Humans.
Hello out there. My name's Chris Gethard. You might know me. I'm the host of Beautiful Anonymous. Now, look, you probably wouldn't think that deaf people listen to podcasts, but recently on my show, I had a pretty unusual phone call.
So this voice that you're hearing right now is actually not who you're going to be speaking to today. The person that wants to speak to you happens to be deaf.
Things took a lot of turns.
Deaf people don't eavesdrop. That is such a fucking hearing person thing. And I think it's weird that you guys eavesdrop on each other all the time. And the fact that you guys, like, hear each other pee and poop is weird, too. People listen in on that? Why? That's disgusting.
I guess, you always look for the silver linings. Like, you've never been in a public restroom and had to deal with someone just having a horrific diarrhea blowout next to you. You don't have to hear that. We've also got lots more great stuff at Beautiful Anonymous, where I take phone calls from people like you, also people sometimes very different from you, all walks of life. Subscribe right now in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the improv fantasy podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You want to see my collection of men corpses and one woman?
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins is crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.